Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This morning released the depositions of Ambassador McKinley, Ambassador and Ambassador Yovanovitch. We will be releasing further transcripts. Tomorrow we are scheduled to release the transcripts of Ambassador Volker and Ambassador Sondland.
Ooh, I'm so scared!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Impeachment is a very serious matter. It is, if it happens, it has to be a bipartisan initiative.
I think what the speaker was saying, that there needs to be bipartisanship, I don't think she was limiting that to the Congress.
It's mildly convenient.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Clinton, she was easy, right? Obama was easy. The Bush dynasty was easy. But Sleepy Joe I'm worried about, right?
How many unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio? I mean, Iowa.
And the president and I tax credits for insulating homes.
So then I said to myself, gee, I guess there's only one way. Let's call up Ukraine for help.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This happened after the February 2017 press conference. The president called me very fake news.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
And I talked to a number of his aides, and they basically explained, Jim, this is an act. He doesn't really mean it.
I think Jim Acosta's a very unprofessional man, but he gets paid to do that. You know, he gets paid to burst in. I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice.
I don't know what's going on here. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The Christmas shopping season, it's underway. There now it's just not the radio stations, magic radio. It's all the ads on TV. Jingle bells. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And before we get any further, let me just read you the feel-good story of the day. I'm reading this story in memory of Beto O'Rourke, the late presidential candidate. He's retired from politics due to ill health. The voters got sick of him. I don't think the voters ever liked him anyway. He wanted to, hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15s and your AK-47s. That's the music we played, like Radio Moscow played. When Joseph Stalin died in 1953, they warmed it up. I don't know how that affected the PPMs, the ratings service in the USSR, but we went with it just for a little bit. Anyway, pregnant Florida woman uses AR-15 to kill home intruder. Are you listening, Robert Francis O'Rourke? Irish Bob. A pregnant woman is credited with saving the lives of her husband and daughter after she used an AR-15 to fatally gun down a home intruder. The hero mom sprang into action when two intruders entered the family's Lithia, Florida home last week and pistol-whipped her husband while violently grabbing their daughter, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. They came in heavily hooded and masked, the husband, Jeremy King, told the local TV station. As soon as they had got the back door open, they had a pistol on me and was grabbing my 11-year-old daughter. The robbers then pistol-whipped King and kicked him while the man's wife, who's 8 months pregnant, retreated into the bedroom. And she came back with the equalizer. And it wasn't an equalizer handgun. It was an AR-15. It wasn't a simple revolver. A snub nose, police. It wasn't even a 9mm. It was a AR-15. When he came toward the back door in her line of sight, she clipped him. Oh, I love that word, clipped. He made it from my back door to roughly 200 feet out from in the front ditch before the AR did its thing. The cops found the man's dead body lying in the ditch nearby. A second suspect fled. The homeowner said, I've got a fractured eye socket, a fractured sinus cavity, a concussion, 20 stitches, and 3 staples in my head. That's about what Beto has in his political career, right?
Good for that lady. Wow. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Not in my house.
Hell yes.
That's some girl power. I love that.
If I had been elected president, I would have had a mandatory buyback of that evil AR-15. Why did that nice young man deserve to be shot just because he was pistol whipping that woman's husband and probably was going to do something to the daughter and the woman and everybody else in the household? All right. 844-500-4242. So someone says, looked great on Tucker Friday night. Beto's campaign bites the dust. Then another guy says, Captain, seen you on Tucker Carlson show Friday evening. What's up with all that face makeup? Your shirt and brown tie needed the iron. Looks like you're eating good again. So you always get mixed reviews. But the only review that really counts is that the next day, totally unbeknownst to me, the President of the United States tweeted out the tweet that you see behind me about my new book, What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. And it was great. Sold over 100 copies of the book on Amazon and on my own website. And it was so successful that we had forgotten to update the Amazon reserve, you know, in recent weeks. So at some point on late Saturday afternoon, Amazon said currently unavailable. The book was currently unavailable. So we got it fixed within a couple of hours, but maybe some people who wanted to buy the book didn't have a chance to get it. So you can order the book today, and it's cheaper than on Amazon. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store, and you can get the book. It's $19.99 on Amazon, but you can get it for a must for $9.99, half price, $9.99. So it's half price. And the president likes the book so much, he first tweeted out about it last year.
And if you order it through the HowieCarshow.com store, you get it autographed too, right?
Yes, it's autographed, correct. It's not autographed if you order through Amazon. It's half price, and it's autographed if you order through the Howie Car Show. And it's a great Christmas gift. Now that we're talking about Christmas specials, it's Christmas buying season. If everybody else is going to jump into it, why don't I? You know? So just order now, HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and the book will be out to you instantaneously. It'll be out tomorrow. And you get it for half price. And I apologize for the fact that the Amazon site was down briefly on Saturday. I didn't mean to do that. I did not know that the president was going to tweet it out. But I guess he liked my appearance on Tucker. We were all laughing about it as he was laughing about it.
Yeah, what do you have? You on the DVR just ready to... All right, gotta watch Tucker from last night, see how he did. Who's attacking me now? Oh, look, Howie's on. I got a tweet about him.
I appreciate it, Mr. President. It's always nice.
A tweet so nice, he tweeted it twice.
That's right, exactly. Thank you, Mr. President. We do appreciate it greatly. And we'll have Donald Trump Jr. on later on in the week, and we look forward to that as well. And Jay is giving me grief saying that I have been, how typical, we patriots win and you don't bring it up because you claim you don't care. But when they lose like last night, you give us the needle. Okay, I've dealt with it. We are not going to go 16-0. Jay, I didn't bring it up. I didn't even tweet anything about it. I thought about tweeting out last night. I thought we were going to win, comma, but they lost. But then I said, you know what, I'm in a good mood night with getting the tweet from the president, selling all those extra books and et cetera, et cetera. So I just left it alone until you brought it up, Jay. So, by the way, someone, the dead perp's mother in Hillsborough County, Florida has spoken out on the terrible tragedy that befell her son.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, he was. Can there be any question about whether or not he was a good boy? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And thanks to everybody who was just texting me, telling me where's Mrs. Perp? And that's where she was.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president. Indeed, in the Nixon impeachment, there was an article of impeachment based on the obstruction of Congress that itemized each of the subpoenas that the White House had defied. Well, today we have four additional subpoenas to add to the list of a potential charge involving the President of the United States and his obstruction of our constitutional duties.
The guy is such an embarrassment. You notice all the national cable and networks that are going out to the hinterlands. As Rush says, they're getting their vaccinations, they're getting their passports in order to go to the heartland of America looking for people who are rabid for impeachment. And they can't find anybody. They can't find anybody. Because everybody knows this is BS. And that's why they're reverting to obstruction of justice. Because there's no there. So people were talking this weekend, they're saying, so it's okay for Biden and his son to shake down these Ukrainians for millions of dollars for this cocaine, alcoholic, prostitute, patronizing idiot, Hunter Biden. But it's not okay for the president of the United States to respond to a question about it by the president of Ukraine? Because if you read the transcript, which everybody should, and that's really giving a lot of consternation to the lamestream media, that people have actually read the transcript. It only takes a couple of minutes to do so. You see that it wasn't the president who brought up Biden anyway. And not that there's anything wrong if he had brought it up, but he didn't bring it up. It's Zelensky who brings up the Biden situation. And again, we've talked about this earlier, but one of the excised parts of the transcript that Vindman was talking about, which even he admitted didn't change the meaning of the transcript, was about the fact that the president said, you know, there's videotape of Biden bragging about this, which there is. I don't know if you watch CNN or MSNBC, maybe you don't know that, but it is there. He's in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. There's a big banner behind the guy he's talking to on the stage, CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. He's bragging about it. 844-500-4242. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but now with Roman, it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED all from home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't, but I'm advising everyone to, if you try looking for a good cheap gift that will make your friends and family happy, go to HowieCarrShow.com right now and click on store and get the president's favorite book about the campaign. He liked it so much, he tweeted about it twice on Saturday. This is three times now. It's half price. It's half price compared to what you'd get it for on Amazon. It's $9.99 and it's autographed. So, no, I'm not doing it yet, though. I'm not, because I've already got my copy of the book. But you should get your copy.
I haven't started, but one thing I did this year, I started keeping a list from the first of the year of things that I thought were good gift ideas. So I've got my list all completed, but I haven't started shopping yet. 85% say they haven't started shopping
yet. So is this a list of things you want?
A list of things to get my wife.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I have something coming for the mailroom manager. You know what it is.
I do?
Well, maybe you don't know. I guess you don't. But okay,
it's, I don't think
it should
I do.
Be here. It should be here any day. It's something she'll be surprised and happy. I think it's not a big deal, but it's kind of funny. I'll show you when it arrives. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. And you know, I'm beginning to think that maybe Elizabeth Warren is a real gift to the Republican Party and Donald Trump, that this Medicare for All, I mean, she's taking so much crap about it. I'm not gonna play a lot of stuff from the Saturday Night Live, because I read the accounts of their cold open of Elizabeth Warren trying to sell Medicare for All, and it didn't sound very funny.
It wasn't. No, I watched it and I was like, okay, it's kind of humorous, but they're trying to get too serious with this stuff, like getting into the details. Just make fun of the people.
Right. No, it's that's why we don't need. But the fact that Saturday Night Live is
like
making sport of it.
They've become a PR firm for the Dems.
Right. Well, they've been one for a long time, but even more so than normal. I mean, that's everybody in the media is a PR firm for the Dems. They're all Democrat operatives with press passes. I mean, it's you know, whatever it wasn't as disgraceful as the one last week when they're making fun of the president when they know that, or they suspect, or had to suspect that there was big news coming out of the Mideast, and it was Baghdadi being slain by the U.S. military. But still, I mean, how can you not make fun of this? This is preposterous, what's going on. And again, last night, Bernie Sanders was with Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis, and they're all trying to outdo each other. Biden, again, can't figure out what state he's in. And Elizabeth Warren is announcing this crazy plan that doesn't make any sense. And then Bernie goes to Minneapolis and appears with, guess who? Ilhan Omar. And she says she's proud to be with the guy who's going to end Western imperialism. You know, the Western imperialism that got her out of the Kenyan refugee camp. Wonder how she'd be doing without Western imperialism. And she says she's very happy to be supporting a Jewish candidate. Sometimes you endorse people because you've got some baggage. This is that case. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, that's the toll-free number. Bruce from the Mets says, thought you were going to Florida, or is it this Friday? Didn't expect you back for the show. No, I'm going next Friday, but I'm not going to miss any days, I don't think. I mean, you know, I'm going to miss a few days on Thanksgiving week, but I'll be back. I'll be in Florida, and I'll be broadcasting with Grace, I think, from Boca next Monday, a week from today. I'm going down on Friday night. 844-500-4242. Incidentally,
how are you getting to Florida? Are you taking a very green initiative transportation, or you're burning up a lot of carbon?
Well, are you trying to plane shame me? That's the new word.
I'm just asking the questions that are being asked of everyone.
You've come to the wrong place, to the wrong guy, if you think you can plane shame me. I would be willing, if someone wants to offer me a free private jet to Florida, I'll be glad to take it. I'm not running for president, and I'm not concerned about polar bears. That's why I run the charity known as Honest Howie's Carbon Credits, to protect the polar bear population and to promote Honest Howie's Carbon Credits. Sometimes I hope someday it will be necessary for me to take private jets wherever I go. 844-500-4242.
I hope you don't get private jets the way Big Poppy gets private jets.
No. There will not be an ambulance waiting for me when I arrive at PBI, Palm Beach International Airport, on Friday evening. I guarantee you. Incidentally, before we go to the phone lines, I want to let you know that, say what you will about Joe Biden, the English language is a living language. It's always growing. words are falling out of favor, becoming obsolete, archaic, whatever word you want to use to describe them. And new words are being created all the time. The former vice president, whatever state he's in or whatever state he thinks he's in, usually he's in a state of confusion, he has invented a new word. The new word is exponentially. Exponentially. Here is Joe Biden with his invention, his newest invention, cut eight.
Exponentially. Exponentially.
Exponentially.
Exponentially.
Exponentially.
Exponentially better.
Exponentially.
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 Exponentially. Exponential.
Exponential. Exponential. 844-500-4242. Biden also doesn't know what state he's in. We might as well go through all these. This is just the weekend roundup of Joe Biden in a state of confusion.
What did I say months ago? They are only trotting him out on weekends so that they, in hope that his gaffes don't get picked up. But now they're just exponentially being played on Mondays.
Yeah, it's not going to work. What did David Axelrod say last week? He's the first presidential candidate to ever be in not the witness protection program, but the candidate protection program. All right, so here he is. He doesn't know what state he's in. Cut six.
How many unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio? I mean, Iowa. And I was just in Ohio because they have more.
It's both of them have four letters. You know, they both start with a vowel. I mean, anyone could get confused. Actually, though, you know, I could see people who aren't from the Carolinas confusing parts of South and North Carolina or South and North Dakota. But Iowa and Ohio, I don't think so. 844-500-4242. And incidentally, Joe thinks he's still the vice president. Cut seven.
The standards we set for buildings and that we should be providing. It would also help people in with housing if you were able to continue to have what we propose and I propose, and the president and I tax credits for insulating homes.
What the president and I approve? He's working. Is this a bipartisan outreach effort?
Across the aisle campaigning. I like
it. The olive branch, as they say. 844-500-4242. Jen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, Howie. How's that wall going in Colorado? Is it getting big?
Oh, stop it. Yeah, so what's the point, Jen? How many times does Trump screw up like Biden does?
Yeah, well, I'm glad.
Do you think Trump is going to know what state he's in tonight?
You're going to let me talk, or you're going to yell over me? Which is it?
No, I'll let you talk. I was just going to ask you: do you think the president's going to get confused about what state he's in?
I don't know, but your president yesterday tweeted out, "Can't wait to see you tonight, Louisiana," and he's going to Mississippi. And also, I'm really glad that the generals manned the airport during the Civil War, and too bad the Kurds were not in Normandy. Are you freaking kidding me?
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call, Jen. Randy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I got a question. So I heard Schiff is going to look into obstruction of Congress. So you can have a investigation. Congress can investigate something that didn't happen, quid pro quo, and then when he doesn't cooperate on something that didn't happen, they can charge him with obstruction of Congress.
Well, they basically tried to do that in the Russian collusion hoax, Randy. I mean, this is going back to their old playbook, isn't it?
I don't know. It seemed new to me, but I can't believe it's gone this far. I just really can't. And
they have nothing else, Randy. What are they going to run on? The fact that the stock market's at all-time highs, that more people are working in the country than ever before, that the wages have gone up, like a rocket compared to the previous 8 years.
I mean, what are they gonna run on?
Yeah, there is nothing. But it's blowing my mind that America is not outraged more about this. It's just blowing my mind.
I think Randy, the lesson from these stories that they've been running in the last day or so in the mainstream media, you know, so they can't find anybody who's worked up about this. I mean, how angry can you be when they've been doing the same thing for 2 years? You know, it's just like, you know, after people are yelling at your house and you can't get the cops to make them go away, you just kind of get used to it, don't you?
I guess so. I mean, I guess it's just blah, 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 just in the background and everybody's ignoring it. But it blows my mind that so much of the media is covering it as you would say, breathless.
They're definitely breathless. I don't see what the reward, I guess, you know, for their core audience, but I think the core audience is down for this thing. You know, I mean, there's only so many times you can cry, as Nancy Pelosi would say, wolf in a crowded theater. You know, it's just not going to work long term. And I think they've run out of gas. I mean, look at Rachel Maddow's ratings have gone down, what, a quarter, a third since the Mueller report. And now she's trying to flog this, another dead horse. I mean, this is even more of a dead horse. You know, you can work a hoax the first time and you're going to get a few, you're going to get a few or maybe a plurality of people are going to believe something if you, you know, you package the lies convincingly and attractively with a few nuggets of truth. But when you try to sell the same scam for the second time in a row, like when you come back, I remember my aunts got ripped off one time by these nice college, they said they were college kids selling magazine subscriptions, and they came around and they knocked on the door and they tried to sell them some, and it was all BS. They weren't selling magazines. They were just grabbing the money and never coming back. If they'd have come back the next year, there's no way they would have been able to pull it off. But the Democrats think they think their voters are so stupid that they couldn't. They sold them a magazine subscription to the Russian collusion hoax. They never delivered any copies. Now they're back selling the Ukrainian delusion hoax, and they think people are going to buy an extra one for your Aunt Matilda. She'll like it at the nursing home. She can pass it on to Joe Biden after she's done with it. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got the conspiracy theory of conspiracy theories that I came up with today. What if the whistleblower, or the leaker, as he really is, doesn't exist? What if Adam Schiff or his staff made all that up? That's why they're having secret hearings and stuff behind closed doors, and they haven't produced him.
I think he does exist, Tim. I think he's a pajama boy who he's hiding out at his parents' home in Connecticut. I saw a story about him over the weekend. He went to prep school where it cost $30,000 a year. Then he went to Yale. Then he went to Harvard. He brags about he has a little goatee like a Brooklyn hipster. I'm sure he has some Birkenstocks. I'm sure he likes that. What's that crazy tea? Kombucha. I'm sure he drinks a lot of kombucha. I'm sure he knows all the drinks at Starbucks. And I guarantee you a Bud Light has never passed his lips.
Does he have a man
definitely,
bun?
Definitely. He doesn't have a man bun in the pictures I've seen, but I'll bet he has a man bun now that he's back in Langley at CIA headquarters and Trump will never see him. He's definitely, I don't even know if he's an IPA guy. He may be one of those Belgian white beers type guys.
I think that's more common than IPA.
Is it?
It's a little
Belgian,
more mainstream.
Belgian
yeah.
Light beer? Really? I don't know about that.
I mean,
that.
IPA has been so underground, but it's become the mainstream. But Belgian whites have been around. I drink Belgian whites, so I take offense.
Are you a whistleblower, Taylor? I didn't know you were a whistleblower. Yeah. Someone says two things can be true at once. The whistleblower exists and Adam Schiff's souls have influenced him to file his report. I think the interesting thing, we're going to have Joe DiGenova on in about an hour, by the way, a little under an hour. And I'm going to ask him about this theory that when the two FBI lovebirds, Stroke and Page, are talking about this guy named Charlie, could that be this guy Charamella? You know, could they have just given him a nickname rather than his complete hard to pronounce name, Charamella? I think it's possible. 8-4, but he looks like central casting. If you said send me up a Smeech from from my Saturday Night Live cold open, you know, who's going to be a whistleblower on Donald Trump, who hates who's just a if Ben Rhodes is not available, it has to be some limp-wristed, emaciated-looking guy with a goatee and a man bun. They would send you this guy from Harvard and Yale and from prep school. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Someone wants to know if the goatee whistleblower a vegan too? He probably is. He probably is. And he's very when he goes out to a restaurant, he asks if the entree that he wants to order is gluten-free. You know the type. It's just look at the picture of him sitting at the White House. He's just from central casting. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. And the thing is, he never heard the telephone call.
Are these sweet potato fries cruelty free?
That's yeah. Truffle fries, are they made with animal fat? You know, he didn't hear the call. There's nothing wrong with the call. And he, in his whistleblowing report, written with the connivance of Adam Schiff's staff, if not Mr. Chairman Pencilneck himself, they got all the facts wrong about all the quid pro quos and the 9 threats and the mention of military aid. Nothing was there. 603 says the whistleblower only drinks free-range kombucha. Probably
kombucha.
Kombucha, whatever it is. Kombucha. I don't know. I want a cafe Americano because I'm an Americano. That's what I say now when I go into one of those places. Do I look like anything other than an Americano? What kind of coffee do you think I want? And I don't need any sugar or cream either. I've learned.
That's exactly how I'd serve it to you.
What's that?
Black. Yeah, that looks like a man who is no nonsense when it comes to his coffee.
Many years ago, I used to put cream in the coffee, and then I worked at a place where they kind of would tend to let the cream stay out at night and not put it in the refrigerator. All you got to do is have a couple of mornings where you wake up and there's some you pour some curdled cream into your coffee and you become a black coffee drinker. That's all I could say. 844-500-4242, 508. Is the whistleblower Russian? I wouldn't be surprised. No, Vindman, the backup whistleblower. He was born in the Soviet Union. He's an American citizen now, but he and his twin brother, who worked at the White House as a lawyer, they were both born in Russia, the Soviet Union. So, I mean, this is how crazy it is. 844-500-4242.
I wouldn't want to be anyone's, you know, second pick for a whistleblower. You know, I'm not a side chick. I'm your first pick, or I'm nothing. Well, you can't bring me in when everything.
What are you talking about, Grace? I mean, look, one of those games I was watching yesterday. I can't even remember. I think it was the Indianapolis Colts. The quarterback got hurt, so they had to put in the second quarterback. I mean, you take your opportunities when you get them.
I don't think so. The first one was weak. The second one looks deranged.
Someone says, does the whistleblower eat meatless Whoppers? I don't think the whistleblower has ever been in. He went to Harvard and Yale in a prep school. Do you think he's ever been in a Burger King? Come on. Come on. That's not happening. Incidentally, did you see that
he goes to Chick-fil-A but doesn't tell people he goes to Chick-fil-A?
No, he doesn't go to Chick-fil-A either. He came up to Boston when they opened the Chick-fil-A. They were thinking about it to protest. He went to London to protest when they opened it to make sure it was closed, and to Toronto when it was closed. He goes around the world protesting the openings of Chick-fil-A's in foreign countries. Incidentally, did you see that the CEO of McDonald's was fired? I read that headline and I said, they fired him for peddling crappy food? No, they fired him for
having a consensual relationship.
Tagging his secretary or something. Go figure.
Was Katie Hill involved?
Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm having an Americano as we speak from Pete's, my favorite place here in Wellesley.
I like Pete's. Oh, Kenny, hey, how you doing, Kenny? Go ahead. We don't have much time, Kenny. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I know the Republicans are missing the mark. Every time they get interviewed and they get drilled by these Leland Vitters and Chris Wallace's, when they say, well, investigating a 2020, opponent. Well, first of all, he's not the opponent yet. He's not the candidate. Secondly, aren't they the ones that keep preaching no one's above the law?
Right. And didn't they spend the last 2.5-3 years investigating the 2016 election? So that's what Trump wanted to do. I'm Howie Carr.